Right, for those that don't know me, my name's Lynn Lewis. I'm currently acting head at Dalton Primary. I was previously at Athelstanford Primary, which are both quite rural primaries within East Lothian, quite small primary schools. Both have less than 60 children, and subsequently we have multi-composite classes, and those of you that have taught in small primaries will know the challenges that go with that. So I'm going here today to talk about a project that I did while I was at Athelstanford. I should say, prior to that, for six months I was seconded to John Muir House. In fact, Fergal's got my seat, he's got my hot seat. I was there before Fergal, and I was seconded to develop Ollie Bray's project, the Guitar Hero project, the following year. So really based partly to do with my secondment and seeing the Xbox being used in schools, I knew I was heading back to Athelstanford, and I thought, right, in August I'm going to use that technology that's already in schools in East Lothian, and how am I going to use it? So I'd like to stand and say I started with the Curriculum for Excellence nice green folder, but I didn't. I started with an Xbox. And I had a wee look around thinking, oh, how am I going to use the Xbox in schools? And I hadn't seen the film Wall-E at this point, but I did come across a Wall-E game, and I thought, well, I'll have a look at that on the Xbox. Got out the film Wall-E, and I don't know if you've all seen it, and I was just totally blown away by the film, and I just thought, this is just going to be a fantastic context for learning for the children. So for me, even though it's about technology in the classroom, it was really about finding a hook. I'm a great believer in creating an ethos within the classroom that inspires children. I'm a great believer in children coming into the classroom, no matter what stage of the primary school it is, that they find it fun. And I think with the Curriculum for Excellence coming in and active learning being promoted in schools, I wanted to create in my 3, 4, 5 classroom an environment which would almost look like a primary 1, 2 environment. I wanted to create that environment where somebody could almost come into that classroom and not even know what stage that classroom was. Because in primary schools, no matter what we do, you can still very much tell going into a classroom roughly what stage the primary curriculum it's at. So I did that. Along with the children, we created a fun environment which was going to inspire them. Relax the children, because if children aren't relaxed and if they're not having fun, they're not going to be inspired to learn, and they're not going to start to challenge themselves. So I'm going to show you a wee bit Blue Peter style. Ollie very kindly uploaded an animoto that I did for this project, and I thought I would start just by showing you this before I talk a bit more about the project. Letters to their parents, invited them in, we had a report fashion show. So, you know, they did share the learning at the end of the project with their parents. It's a great deal of all the students of the group that are being adopted in the school centre. We will come out to primary and some secondary schools as well. And of course, I want these robots to stay. And we came in, you know, spoke about control skills and spoke about the relevance of maths within the curriculum and how that relates to computer programming. You know, and try to inspire a few children that if that's what they're going to do later in life, you know, the relevance of what they're doing within the primary curriculum. So I hope that's a wee kind of flavour of some of the things that were involved in the project. I brought one of these along just in case anybody wants to look at it later. As everything I do in the curriculum, I've no idea how I'm doing on time here. I've lost track, but everything I do within the curriculum, I try and embed technology where I can, no matter what subject it is, from the time I go in the morning to the time I leave, and in my home life, technology is very much part of it. You know, and this is, again, clips from the school blog. We went to visit the Connect exhibition at the Museum of Scotland. And we even, again, you know, using things like Wordles. I should note that I also went on a film and education piece of CPD in June, and that really inspired me with the project as well, because I thought, oh, that's really interesting. Slant has taken a film and applying that within schools. So we did a lot of work. Again, through Twitter and various people that blog, I found out some links with how to use film within education and how to apply that within the curriculum. So I'm trying to talk as quick as I can. Hope that was okay.
Thanks,
I did say to you I could talk for 70 minutes, didn't I?